Greg had a meltdown on the Saturday, went and did something silly and got arrested for it. Had to stay in the cells, obviously, till the Monday morning, till the court was on. Got his free phone call on the Monday evening about 6 o'clock, and it was the most horrendous phone call I've ever heard in my life. He was shouting, swearing. Now, to me, if I worked there and I was listening to an 18-year-old boy ranting like he was doing, my head would think straight away, well, there's something wrong with him because this isn't normal. He was so angry. That was the Monday evening at 6 o'clock. And then I never heard nothing from him till the Wednesday morning. I'd been to work. There was the assistant governor, the priest, two police officers and the family liaison officer outside my house. And I thought, what's going on? And he said, I'm from Glenparvin. I just knew straight away. I said, Greg's hung himself, hasn't he? And he went, yeah. And I knew he had. And I said, where was his cellmate? And he said he was alone. And at that point, of course, I was so angry. I said, why on earth was my son put in a cell alone when you've got all his mental history? I can't describe it. No one can describe it unless they've lost a child. And to me, I lost Greg through lack of duty of care. In my eyes, Greg should still be alive. I'll never get over him. I'll never be that person. That my own person died when Greg did. I'm just a shell. And I've met other mums and dads that it's like a club you've joined, that it's just so horrific. But you can't never unjoin that club and leave. And I will never, ever have happiness till I'm with them. Ever.